Hoosier women across the state participated in a national initiative that's part of the Women's March on Washington, scheduled for the day after Donald Trump's inauguration. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Becca Costello reports, the Pussy Hat Project is a way for people to participate without even marching.
The Women's March on Washington is expected to attract tens of thousands of people, and affiliated marches are taking place in more than 600 cities on all seven continents. The Pussy Hat Project started later. Its founders want a striking visual to accompany the march, so they asked people to make a pink hat with cat ears and either wear it to the march or donate it to another marcher. Hoosier Elizabeth Payne knitted 3 pussy hats and sent them on to D.C. She's eager for her voice to be heard, so she wrote a note with each hat explaining the issues that are important to her.
I was concerned with keeping the ACA, concerned with disability rights and marriage equality. So that's what they're marching for me.
Payne says she has a disability herself. That means she can't attend one of the local marches either. So this project is a way for her to participate without leaving her Rushville home.
I have felt very empowered and have felt like I've had my say. And it's in the form of three pink hats on the heads of 3 women that will be in Washington.
Official sister marches are taking place in 6 Indiana cities on Saturday. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Becca Costello.